This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package for Mauritius designed to strengthen infrastructure, create employment opportunities, and enhance healthcare facilities in the island nation. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing after holding wide-ranging bilateral talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramagulam at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi emphasized that these initiatives are not assistance but an investment in their shared future. Mr. Modi said, India and Mauritius are two nations, but the dreams and destiny are one.
Free, open, secure, sthir aur samruddh Hind Mahasagar हमारी साझा प्राथमिकता है इस संदर्भ में मॉरिशस के एक्सक्लूसिव इकोनॉमिक जोन की सुरक्षा और मैरिटाइम कैपेसिटी को मजबूत करने के लिए भारत पूरी तरह प्रतिबद्ध है इंडिया एंड मॉरिशस आर टू नेशंस बट अवर ड्रीम्स आर and destiny are one.
Following the talk between the two leaders, India and Mauritius signed four agreements in fields of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his Mauritius counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramagulam's visit to Kashi in Uttar Pradesh has become even more special considering the cultural significance of the city and the strong cultural linkages between India and Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they reviewed all aspects of bilateral cooperation and discussed regional as well as global issues. Prime Minister said that they also agreed to deepen cooperation in infrastructure, healthcare, digital technology, energy, maritime security and more. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam this evening in New Delhi. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation, and public access and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference begins yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. It also includes an exhibition showcasing rare manuscripts and scholarly presentations on critical areas such as manuscript conservation, digitization technologies, metadata standards, legal frameworks, cultural diplomacy, and decipherment of ancient scripts. The Election Commission will organize a one-day workshop for media and communication officers of the offices of Chief Electoral Officer across 36 states and union territories today. The workshop aims to emphasize that elections in India are held as per the Constitution and underline the importance of communicating the legal, factual and rule-based information in a timely and uncoordinated manner. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will inaugurate the workshop in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. In a significant step to enhance India's maritime security, the Indian Navy will commission INS Aravali at Gurugram today. Defence Ministry in a statement said that INS Aravali, named after the Aravali mountain range, is designed to strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The base will support multiple information and communication centres crucial to India's command, control and maritime domain awareness framework, a key aspect of safeguarding national maritime interests. The ceremony will be presided over by Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has recovered three hand grenades and a pistol in the Amritsar Temple grenade attack case, exposing the transnational terror conspiracy involving a major arms and explosives syndicate. NIA, in a statement, said that the agency recovered hand grenades from village Bhamri in Batala, Punjab, and pistol from accused Sharanjit Kumar, which had been provided to him by his foreign-based handlers as part of the conspiracy by terrorist groups to disturb the peace and harmony of Punjab. In cricket, Bangladesh registered their first-ever T20 win over Hong Kong by cruising to a 7-wicket victory in the Asia Cup Group D game at the Sheikh Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.